Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling, founder and CEO of Mara Poling. Happy to be with you this week to speak with you about a timely topic, taxes. This week, ordinary income into long-term capital gains. Which would you rather pay? Long-term capital gains tax or ordinary income tax? And while I know many of you are giving the answer neither, that's something we have as a topic for another session. Obviously, long-term capital gains, right? Everybody would like to pay that as opposed to ordinary income. So how do you do that? Well, we're going to walk through a simulated K-1 today and see just how multifamily real estate might be able to help you shift your tax exposure into the long-term gain column. If you have questions about this week's episode, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. I've got some exciting announcements we're going to be making next week. And one of the things we'll be talking about is some new items associated with our weekly podcasts. And we're going to get a little jump on that this week. And that is, we have a handout for you for this week's episode. So if you would like a copy of the handout for this week's episode on ordinary income and long-term capital gains taxes, just shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, and I'll be happy to reply and send that to you. And then next week, we're going to talk about what that process will look like going forward. So again, pat@marapoling.com, marapoling.com. Okay, and with that, let's go ahead and get started. So how do you go about turning ordinary income into long-term capital gains? Well, I'm sure there's lots of ways to do it in lots of different investments. What I'm going to walk through today is one sample of how it might happen for you or for anyone in a multifamily real estate investment. Now, a couple caveats. This is not tax advice. I know nothing about your individual tax situation, what all you have going on. You know that, and your tax advisor knows that. You should work with them on the specifics of how an investment in multifamily real estate might work for you. This is simply an example of how this process might work, and hopefully that helps you, if you're thinking about investing in multifamily, to explore the tax scenarios with your tax advisor. And for those of you that are multifamily investors, whether it's in your own portfolio or with a sponsor like Mara Poling, this might help you understand your tax return or your K-1 for that particular investment. So let's walk through the process. Now, we're going to set this up as a very simple process, a very simple sample. A $100,000 investment. It's in a multifamily syndication for 5 years. There's a cash distribution made on a regular basis, and there's some growth in value of the original $100,000. So we're going to walk through that, and we're going to talk about what that would look like on a K-1. And as I said, if you'd like a copy of this week's handout, just shoot me an email. And then next week, we'll talk about an ongoing process we're going to have for you to access those every single week. So we have an initial investment of $100,000. If you have K-1s, which a K-1, for those of you that don't know, it's kind of like a W-2 that you receive when you're an employee, but it's the document you get for a investment where you're a member of an LLC or some other entity like that. So your K-1 would show that in that first year, you contributed $100,000. We're going to make an assumption that this investment pays out $2,000 every quarter, $8,000 a year. So over 5 years, there would be $40,000 in cash distributions. Now, think about that. In most investments, if you receive cash along the way, you're getting some kind of tax exposure associated with that. And that might be the case in your particular situation. Again, speak to your tax advisor, because I don't know what else might be going on in your life that could cause these to actually be taxable. In general, it's likely that they're not taxable. And the reason for that is you have $100,000 in your tax capital account. Now, it's important to understand that essentially you have two sets of books when you're an investor. You have the investment set, right? Your $100,000 that's growing in value, but you have a tax set of books. And that shows these losses and distributions, and it will shrink over time. So your $100,000, you receive distributions that reduces that $100,000 tax balance. You get losses. Let's say you lost $55,000 that year. Now, again, that doesn't mean that your investment fell in value by $55,000. It means that net-net between all of the revenue, all of the income, all the expenses, including depreciation and others, there was a taxable loss of which you received $55,000. That would mean at the end of that year, you'd have a balance of $37,000, not the $100,000 you started with. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You're getting tax protection in that. The next year, you get another $8,000. You also get some more losses, maybe $35,000 in losses. Well, now you've got a negative capital balance. You've got a negative $6,000 balance. Does that trigger a taxable event? Again, you need to talk to your tax advisor. Generally, no. The following year, you get another $8,000 in distributions. Maybe you don't get any losses or any gains. So now you're down to 14. The next year, another 8,000 and so on. And you get to year five. And in year five, the syndication ends and you get your money. Your 100,000 has grown into, say, 150,000. That $150,000, it reduces this taxable account balance even more because it's paid out to you. Now you've got a negative balance in this tax account of $180,000. If you do nothing else, you're going to have a long-term gain of $180,000. But remember, you had losses. You had losses along the way. $90,000 in losses. Remember, $55,000 one year, $35,000 the next. You had $90,000 in losses. You might have been able to use those losses to offset other types of income. Again, I don't know what else you might have had going on from a tax standpoint. Great conversation to have with your tax advisor. For most investors in syndications, they haven't used those losses. And if they haven't used those losses, they can be carried forward. So that $180,000 in potential gain gets reduced by carrying those losses forward to just $90,000. And what do you know? That $90,000 long-term capital gain is made up of the $40,000 in cash distributions that were received every quarter over 5 years, and the $50,000 in gain from the sale of the original investment units or shares that was received at the end of year five. And so $90,000 is how much money you made on this investment. The tax exposure, though, is happening here at the end of the investment, not necessarily along the way. And again, in general, it's probably going to be treated as a long-term capital gain. and we'll just make some numbers up here, if you're able to pay a long-term gain rate of 20%, maybe you're in a state that doesn't tax long-term gains, and you compare that with ordinary income rates that might be, say, 35%, well, you've saved yourself 15% on $90,000. So you've saved $13,500 in taxes. And you've not had to pay that tax until you got to the end of year five. So you've deferred that tax all along the way. Now there's other strategies like 1031s and so on that can defer that even longer. And we've had other content about that, and we'll have more of that in the future. But what we've just done by virtue of taking advantage of the losses we experience along the way is we've been able to protect the cash distributions that have been made such that when it is time to deal with the tax, it's done in the future. So you're paying with dollars that have a smaller purchasing power. You're paying at a long-term gains rate, which for almost every single investor is going to be more favorable than their ordinary income rate. And you've done that while you've had an asset that's been appreciating in value. Now, can you do that with other investments? Possibly. I'm not an expert, certainly, on taxes, and I'm not an expert on all the different kinds of investments that might be out there. But I do know that multifamily real estate provides some very unique tax benefits. One of those is the ability to take advantage of depreciation, which can be done a number of ways: straight line, accelerated, cost segregation and accelerated. Lots of ways that can be used to manage those losses. And when it comes time then to pay that tax, it can be paid again in the future at those long-term gains rates. So if you're an investor in a syndication, go grab your K-1s for the time frame you've been in that syndication, and you'll see this progression that I just described. Now, if you're not an investor in a syndication, if you have your own portfolio, then you're going to have something very similar by looking at your tax return every year. You'll see the initial investment you've made. You'll see any distributions or cash you've taken out. But you'll also see the losses that you've had. And maybe you've seen some gains. It's all a function of how long you've held the asset and when you get that particular place. But ultimately, when you have tax exposure, it can be long-term gain exposure, not ordinary income. Now, some of you may live, I mentioned states that don't have tax for capital gains. Some of you may live in states that have tax for capital gains or tax capital gains as ordinary income. In that instance, the benefit you're getting is you're paying the tax at a later point in time, and you're still getting the favorable treatment at the federal level. So there's absolutely a benefit, regardless of what state you might happen to live in. So back to our original question, which is better, paying ordinary rates or paying long-term capital gains rates? Well, long-term gains rates are absolutely more favorable, and there are ways that you can take what might normally be ordinary income, this quarterly cash flow that you experience, and transition that into a long-term gain. So if you have questions, as I said, if you have questions, shoot me an email. I'd be happy to answer them for you. I would strongly encourage you, if you have a K-1 from a investment, a syndication, and you do your own taxes, good for you. Talk to a tax advisor. Make sure that you're handling it properly and that you're taking full advantage of all the benefits that you can get by receiving that type of income. If you are not yet an investor in a syndication or work with a firm like Mara Poling, that might be one of the things you want to explore when you're speaking with that particular firm. And then take that information and chat with your tax advisor to make sure you understand all the potential implications of that investment. So I hope this was valuable to you, certainly timely because we're in tax season. As I said, if you'd like a copy of the handout that goes with today's session, shoot me an email. And if you have questions, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com, MaraPoling.com. And please join us next week. We've got some wonderful and exciting news to share. So join us at Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. Thanks, and have a great week.